good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Dunham Craig, CEO and president of Geologix Explorations. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and ticker symbol is GIX, and they are a mineral exploration company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing gold properties in North and South America. Thanks for joining us today, Dunham.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Great. It's always good to have you on. Now, start out by talking about the T-Pol Gold Copper Project in Mexico and the 100% interest.
Yeah, it's a fairly simple story. In the February last year, because the market was so depressed, we saw a great chance for opportunities for acquisitions. And so we basically pulled the team onto looking for nothing but distressed situations where good value was. And we looked at over 200 projects around the world, and mostly in North and South America. And after a long, exhaustive hunt, T-Pol came along and fit our criteria perfectly. It's in the copper gold space. We were primarily before a gold silver target company, but we saw such great opportunities in copper, and we feel after our research that gold and copper are the two metals to be in. So this one just landed on perfectly. It's about 50% copper and about 50% gold, and we just see tremendous legs and upside on both those metals. So we're very comfortable on the long-term acquisition of this property.
Well, that's great. And bring us up to speed also on Silver Cloud in Nevada. You also just recently acquired 100% interest.
Yeah, we had a joint venture with Teck on that, and it sort of inhibited our work on the property, being 35% Teck, 65% Geologix. So just recently we negotiated to buy out their interest in the property for some stock and some warrants, 300,000 shares of each. And it puts us into 100% ownership. That's right next to Hollister Mine in Nevada, which Great Basin is pushing forward into production. And we border their ground, and everything on our ground is very similar to theirs. So we've had some high-grade intercepts in that, similar to Hollister underground, those kind of grades. And so now we are incentivized to go ahead next year, probably later in the year, and start developing that project. We have drill targets on it already, but I didn't want to steer the company away from the acquisition focus, so because we knew that window was going to close, so we stuck hard and fast to our plan and on the acquisition trail and picking up a resource project that has over 1 million ounces of gold in it and about 412 million pounds of copper in what we consider to be a design pit right now. So it gives a real foundation to our company. And gives us inventory in the ground, and then we'll start working on our other more grassroots or greenfields-type properties after we've organized that one as our base plate to stand on.
Well, good. And any other updates? How about Central Peru? Anything going on over there?
Yeah, in Central Peru, again, we've pulled back our work programs in Central Peru to conserve our cash. We were in good cash position at the beginning of the year. We wanted to keep it that way. So those are currently on inventory, and right now we have three negotiations on the table for joint venturing those opportunities out of Peru.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now, Dunham, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, we feel that the biggest, there's two parts to the story. We're obviously very strong on gold. I think that goes without saying for a lot of people, considering the FX situation and currencies worldwide. And as one pundit put it, and I sort of like to quote him, you can't print gold like you can print papers. So we're very strong on that, and that was why we really focused on that gold space. Secondly, copper, we feel very strongly that copper has got very good upside to it. One of the reasons being is that both those commodities, supply is sort of flatlining or in decline. As everyone knows, gold has been declining for a couple of years in production. And in copper, the world is wearing itself out in infrastructure, and we know that trillions of dollars have to replace a lot of the infrastructure that was built during the 50s and 60s. And in that infrastructure process, three things go down the line. After the contract's awarded, you pour concrete, and you use steel, and the third thing that comes into the pipeline is copper. And we feel that copper will have a real solid footing when that money starts to get loosened up around April or June of next year. So our whole position is focusing for that and establishing ourselves so that whatever we acquire and develop, we feel strongly it's got a 10 to 15 year sort of a bull market on it.
Well, good. And so what are some of the factors that you say makes Geologics unique from some of the other players in your sector?
There's two parts to that component. One is that we're a patient company. Obviously, doing nothing but looking for the right project for 6 months and then getting one is testimony to
that.
The second one is our board of directors is very, very senior. Eduardo Luna was president of Goldcorp Mexico. He's chairman of Silver Wheaton. Randy Smallwood, again, one of the best technical people out there, helped build Goldcorp with the Intelfer. George Brack just joined our board, who is was in charge of Macquarie's Bank for North America and also developed the Scotia Capital team. And lastly is Graham Thody, who is ran his own accounting firm and keeps us in financial good stead and completely tweaked. We've never had a single issue on the compliance side in our history. So very powerful team. And as far as management and the company goes, we have Zig Wiedner, who is 20 years with BHP up through Rio Algom, discovered the Spence deposit, and recently joined us as Stephen McRoberts, 17 years with Teck. So, and myself, I came through the Cominco Wheaton River fold, which, as everyone knows, morphed into Goldcorp. And so as a result of that, we're technically extremely proficient. We work these projects extensively on the technical side before we move forward, so we're very confident that whatever steps we go forward, are all the problems are behind us, and it's just work from here on out.
Right, and so what are some of the other specific goals that the management team has in store for the company over the course of the next, or hopes to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, we just, DePaul was the big resource drop into the company. We've also acquired a project called La Libertad, which is a gold-silver project. We've been working on that for about 2 months now. It's a very grassroots project, and I'm very surprised at how well that's developing. We have drill targets on there today, but we're looking at drilling that in the probably the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, when our team feels they've got everything done. That's a sort of a serendipity to the company on the exploration upside. We're also trying to consolidate a district in Mexico. We're well down the road on two parts of that consolidation, and a third one we hope to complete by the end of the first quarter. And so that gives us three programs for work in Mexico for next year, and that's quite a bit for a company of our size. Topal will take the lead, and La Libertad will provide us with our first drill results. And we're also planning on putting out some information on Libertad in the first quarter. And then what we're going to do is Steve McRoberts, who's our advanced projects person, and myself are going to continue the hunt during 2010 for one more big one. And we know it's going to take us, you know, months and or perhaps even a year to acquire the right one. So that's going to be our focus on the growth front.
So what sort of, synergies will you look for in terms of acquisition?
The same thing. The next one we're going to do is going to be fairly sizable. We want something that's got a lot of metal in the ground and good economics behind it. There are those out there. We have them on our list. We're tracking and targeting them. So we want to focus on that one, in which will be quite a jump in our resource inventory, and that's what we're currently targeting right now.
Great. And in terms of investors, Dunham, do you think that right now your company's investment story and geologic's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I don't. And that's been intentional by us. We have not been really marketing the company or working hard on that front. What we wanted to do is sort of lay low for the last 5-6 months and get the acquisitions into the fold of the company. And then once we're technically comfortable that we can execute and deliver on them, we go out and start telling our story to the market and raising the interest. But for us, it's critical that we execute on what we say we're going to deliver. So, and we've done that in the past. We've had very good success on the exploration development front side. And each time that we've done that, we've always projected a certain meeting certain targets, and every time we've done that, we've exceeded those targets. So that's the philosophy of the company, and as a result of that, we are now at the point of which we're going out marketing, telling the story about the company, what we're doing, what our future is, and also letting people know that there's going to be some steady news flow coming out from December on forward. So that's where I think shareholders have a good value now, is that to take a look at the company, see the management team, see how we execute and have executed, and then come into the stock at this point gives you an entry-level position.
Definitely. And so once again, joining us today is Dunham Craig, CEO and President of Geologic's Explorations. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is GIX, and is currently trading at 19 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Dunham, just to kind of rehash, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, one of the biggest things, I think, is the acquisition of TPAL. We've gone through that. We've modeled the purchase of that property for a little bit, but around $3 an ounce. And that project, we've modeled it at $700 gold and $220 copper, and that's the reason we bought it, because it makes money today at that. When you lever that up to $1,100 or $1,200 or $1,000 gold and $250 to $280 copper, the project economics just explode. So we're a bit of a proxy for a sustained gold and copper run, and we feel that we can execute on what we say we have and what we're going to do.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and as well as report on your upcoming progress, and it's always great to have you on there, Dunham. Thanks for taking the time to update our investors.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Anytime.